Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. For traumatized kids across the MENA region, one satellite TV channel is bringing gospel hope and practical help. Then Mission Christ celebrates Bibles being delivered to Honduran prison inmates. More on that in just a few moments. First, on this International Day of Innocent Children Victims of Regression, would you pray for kids living in the shadow of war and accumulated trauma?
Christ has a heart for children, and I believe that we as believers also should care for, as we call them, and as Scripture has said, the least of these.
That's Joe Willie of Sat7, a satellite TV ministry to the MENA region, who points out that the Middle East is a composite of countries with varying degrees of conflict. And for many children, that means growing up against a backdrop of accumulated trauma.
There is such a need for many millions of children in the Middle East and North Africa to deal with the trauma of conflict and warfare.
Sat7 programs address this from a biblical standpoint.
Really, Sat7 is bringing hope and comfort, and it is the hope of the gospel.
Sat7 Kids is an Arabic children's channel that broadcasts content 24/7.
There is content to help children who are dealing with the trauma from conflict, from warfare, as well as educational programs to help lift people out of poverty.
Willie says programs are often viewed by parents who may have gaps in their own education.
It is meeting not only children, but it's also meeting adults.
Content is designed to be a discipleship program for Christians, but trust is being built even among Muslim communities. Head to our website, missionnews.org, to learn more. Elsewhere, hardship continues in southern Lebanon 6 months after a ceasefire ended the war between Hezbollah and Israel. Nearly a million people from the region were displaced at the end of last year. Around 90,000 people still can't access their homes today. Camille Melki with Heart for Lebanon tells us,
if you don't provide the proper infrastructure, electricity, sewage, telecommunication, roads, it's going to be very difficult for the citizens of southern Lebanon to return to their villages and towns.
Thousands of people have returned to their homes in southern Lebanon, but are dealing with destruction and trauma. Help from Heart for Lebanon makes it a little easier to meet daily needs.
When the ceasefire agreement was made, everybody thought this is the end of humanitarian aid.
Heart for Lebanon's consistent and reliable presence speaks volumes during uncertain times.
It gives us so much credibility by being present, serious and purposeful in our humanitarian aid, which leads us to beautiful Jesus conversations.
If you want to walk alongside Heart for Lebanon, we'll connect you at our website.
First and foremost, centered at everything we do, is looking at every opportunity to share the gospel in order to make disciples, as Christ has commissioned us to do.
Then finally, catch the contrast of this scene. At a prison in Honduras where violence and hopelessness reign, a Mission Christ shipment of over 1,000 Bibles arrives. Reverend Jason Wolford with Mission Cry.
The prisoners gathered in the courtyard and they were able to get a copy of a Bible and they were able to do worship songs. Our missionaries were able to share the salvation message with them and witness them reading their very own Bible.
This beautiful moment happened because Mission Cry missionary partners had favor with prison officials.
We're seeing it in Africa. We're seeing it in, you know, the Philippines. You name it. We're seeing where doors of these prisons are starting to open. Wardens who are not even believers allowing us to come in and preach the gospel by giving them the word of God.
Think of how the gospel has transformed your life if you know Christ. God will do the same work in a prisoner's life and community.
When these men or women get out of prison and they come back and their families are able to see that God touched them and did something in their lives, how that will impact generations to come.
More Bibles await sponsorship at Mission Cry. If you want to learn how to partner or specifically pray for the global team, connect with us at missionnews.org.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.